Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG just making a video about guess who's scamming the system. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, you might think that I want to make a video about the Jews, but nope, it's not about the Jews. It's actually about the darkies. Yes, the niggas. I have a clip of a nigger that is scamming the DMV and giving Pajits their driver's license so they could drive semis. Yeah, this bitch is actually scamming them and making them pass. Well, how you might pray tell? Well, let's find out.
Yes, friends, look what Shaniqua here is doing. She's taking the DMV test and pretend to be one of these fucking Pajits or fucking dinks.
Yes, this bitch is scamming them and making them pass their test so they could go out in the streets and become a menace to society.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck if it kills people. Yes, recently there was a chick that got killed, or some people that got hit in Ontario in California by a Pajit's driver. Yeah, it was really fucked up, but nobody cares, right? But yeah, but this is what this fucking bitch is doing. Well, let's roll the clip, right?
So how do all these Chinese and Indian immigrants who speak and understand no English, how they pass a commercial driver's license test? They paid somebody like this and people at DMV $3,000.
35-year-old Jamie Middleton took commercial driver's license, or CDL, written exams for 7 different people.
Yes, friends, look at this shit. Because of dumb bitches, they're importing these dumb fucks, and they're making the country into shit. Yes, not only in California, but everywhere in the country, and I'm sure everywhere else in the world. Yeah, stop importing these dumb fuckers. They're just like cockroaches, but on 2 feet. Yeah, they're gonna go in there, infect, and pollute your whole fucking area. Yes, and then when you try to fucking fumigate, you can't get rid of them. What are you gonna do, Western man? What are you gonna do? Well, let's continue, right?
Investigators say that...
God damn it, this nigger bitch is ugly. She's hideous, yuck. Yeah, and she uses a disguise to fucking pretend to be a different person while taking the test. What the fuck is this bitch, a fucking spy? That's what she should have done instead of scamming the DMV. What the fuck, man? Fuck this fucking skinned ape. Just saying.
Each time, she'd use disguises, sunglasses, and surgical masks to look like a different person taking the exam for the right price.
Yes, there you go, friends. In a Democrat-run city, they allow this kind of shit. They let these fucking stupid shit gorillas do whatever the hell they want. And people like you and me pay taxes, and these fuckers are sticking their hands in our pockets. Yes, fuck these people. These motherfuckers need to get a job. Yeah, get rid of EBT. They don't need to fucking eat. Look how fat this bitch is. She got enough to fucking, like a camel, has enough to not eat for fucking a few years. Yeah, why do you think camels have that mighty hump? They say they could go out with water and stuff. Well, this is what this bitch needs to do too. Yeah, maybe if you start feeding on fucking ho-hos and ding-dongs, you won't be a dumb bitch, but I doubt it, right?
Workers would have on their computers a photo of the person who was supposed to take the test, but they'd let Middleton, who's clearly not the person on the computer screen, take it in.
How retarded are those fucking workers to mistake this bitch for someone else? Yeah, they must be in it. Yeah, they must be in cahoots. Well, let's find out, right, fellas? This is so much bullshit, but whatever.
Instead, she'd split a $1,500 to $3,000 payment for each bogus test with accomplices in the DMV.
Man, no wonder these fuckers made money. They get a good chunk, and it's easy to recruit these fucking lamoids. But sooner or later, they got burned, and that's why that happened to these damn fucktuds. Well, enjoy. Haha.
That's wild. People at DMV getting paid so they could have immigrants be out on the roads. That's dangerous.
Yes, it is very dangerous, but this fucking nigger wanted to make a quick buck. So she saw these immigrants, she said, fuck it, let's see how many of these fuckers I could get and get them to pay me money so I could give them a fucking license. And look what happened. You get people killing people, and these people don't give a shit because they're not your brothers. No, these people are just some foreign pieces of shit. But the Democrats want you to be quiet and just accept their gaslighting, and none of this shit is happening. It's all in your head. But no, these motherfuckers are the ones that are lying to you. Don't believe their gaslighting. They're the ones that are lying, and they think that you're stupid and you're gonna fall for it. But nope, these guys are fucking assholes. And what can we do as fucking regular folk? All we could do is just get strong and watch. When sooner or later these guys have their crack, that's when we pounce. But not before. Because if not, then you get fucked.
And I don't know about you, friends, I'm tired of getting fucked. Well, it doesn't matter anyways. Just do what you need to do, okay, friends? Okay, friends, well, you be the best people you can be because you got nothing better to do, right, friends? Well, goodbye.
The house one night, and we were talking, and he started laughing. He said, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I had pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know? And he started to laugh. He said, you're an idiot. And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all of the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.